This is an audio version of the article AI in SAP, How Joule and Business AI Actually Work by Rakesh Narayan, available at rakeshnarayan.com. Read these first. What is a large language model, LLM? Understanding how LLMs work gives important context for how Joule and SAP's generative AI capabilities are built. Less than BR, greater than AI agents, what they are and how they work, Joule is increasingly agent-based. This post explains the agent concept. Every major enterprise software vendor has announced AI capabilities in the last 2 years. SAP is no different. The difference is that SAP's AI story is harder to follow because the company has been embedding AI across a product suite that spans ERP, HR, procurement, analytics, and a cloud platform. And it is doing so at a pace that makes any snapshot quickly out of date. This post cuts through that. It explains how SAP has structured its AI approach, what Joule actually is and is not, where AI sits in S/4HANA and BTP, and what has changed as SAP's AI capabilities have shifted from assistant to agent. The goal is a stable mental model, not a feature list, which will be obsolete by the time you read it. SAP Business AI, the framework. SAP calls its overall AI approach SAP Business AI. The framing is deliberate, not generic AI applied to enterprise software, but AI that is grounded in business context, trained on or adapted to SAP-specific data, and designed to be relevant, reliable, and responsible. SAP Business AI has three properties it emphasizes across all its AI capabilities. The following table shows property, what it means, and why it matters. Joule, what it actually is. Joule is SAP's AI co-pilot, a conversational assistant embedded across SAP products. It was introduced in 2023 and has expanded rapidly. As of 2026, Joule is available in S/4HANA Cloud Public and Private Edition. SuccessFactors, Aribo, Concur, and SAP BTP. The technical underpinning, Joule is not a single model. It is a layer built on top of large language models, including models from SAP's partners, Microsoft, Google, Anthropic, and others, combined with SAP's knowledge graph. The knowledge graph is a semantic representation of S/4HANA's data structures, APIs, and business object relationships. It is what allows Joule to understand SAP-specific context that a generic LLM would not know. The following table shows what Joule can do and what Joule is not yet fully. From co-pilot to agent, what changed in 2025-2026? The most significant shift in SAP's AI story over 2025 and 2026 has been the move from co-pilot to agent. A co-pilot responds to questions and executes single actions on request. An agent operates more autonomously. It can plan a sequence of steps, execute them across multiple systems, and handle exceptions without constant human input. SAP now ships over 40 specialized Joule agents, each designed for a specific business process. Examples include a tender analysis agent that extracts requirements and flags risks from procurement documents, a project setup agent for S/4HANA project management, and a product data maintenance agent that works across S/4HANA editions. These agents can also communicate with each other using SAP's agent-to-agent protocol. The following table shows co-pilot pattern earlier and agent pattern current. Following image, comparison diagram showing the evolution from SAP Joule as a co-pilot to an autonomous agent across SAP applications. AI in the BTP layer, AI core and AI launchpad. The infrastructure for SAP's AI capabilities lives on BTP. Two services matter here. SAP AI Core is the service that hosts and runs AI models. It supports both SAP's own models and third-party models via a standardized API. If you are building a custom AI-powered application on BTP, AI Core is where you deploy your models and run inference. SAP AI Launchpad is the management interface. It lets you monitor models, track experiments, and manage the lifecycle of AI scenarios. Together, AI Core and AI Launchpad give customers and partners the infrastructure to build custom AI capabilities using the same platform that SAP itself uses for Joule. Following image, architecture diagram showing how Joule sits above SAP AI Core, which runs on the SAP BTP platform. Joule for Developers AI for ABAP. Joule for Developers is a separate product, an AI coding assistant integrated directly into ABAP development tools, ADT in Eclipse. It is distinct from the end-user Joule. Its focus is developer productivity. The following table shows Joule for Developers capability and what it does in practice. Practical tipos of mid-2026. Joule for Developers is available as a free promotion until October 2026 for SAP BTP, ABAP Environment and S/4HANA Cloud customers. After October 2026, it becomes a paid premium AI feature. If you develop ABAP, try it now, particularly the code explanation capability, which is genuinely useful for understanding legacy code quickly. Following image, diagram showing the 5 Joule for Developers capabilities radiating from the ABAP development tools IDE in Eclipse. The honest assessment where SAP AI is and is not. SAP's AI capabilities in 2026 are real, expanding, and genuinely useful in specific scenarios. The Joule skills count over 2,500 as of early 2026. The agent-to-agent protocol and the knowledge graph are substantive technical advances, not just marketing. The gap is adoption. A Horvath survey of 200 large companies found that 60% of those actively migrating to S/4HANA consider themselves not agile enough to implement Joule alongside the migration. The SAP transformation journey itself is demanding enough that adding AI adoption on top is a stretch for many organizations. The practical implication: Joule and SAP's AI capabilities are worth understanding now, and worth piloting in specific high-value scenarios. Expecting them to transform the entire SAP landscape in 12 months is not a realistic framing. At a glance, the mental model. The following table shows concept and one-line summary. What will not change? The specific features and agent counts will continue to change quickly. What will not change is the architecture. AI grounded in business semantics. Delivered through Joule as the interface. Running on BTP's AI infrastructure. And increasingly operating as agents rather than just assistants. Understanding those structural layers is more durable than memorizing the current capability list. When the next Joule release adds 50 new skills, the question to ask is not what is new, but which layer of the architecture does this sit in? And does it change how I should design my system? Related reading: What is a large language model, LLM? The technical foundation that Joule is built on. AI agents, what they are and how they work, the concept that explains Joule's evolution from co-pilot to autonomous agent. SAP BTP, the platform explained, where SAP AI Core, AI Launchpad, and the AI infrastructure live. ABAP fundamentals that still matter, the ABAP development context for Joule for Developers. RAG retrieval augmented generation explained, the technique behind how Joule grounds its responses in SAP specific data. Published on RakeshNarayan.com articles.